News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
If you're not into sport, then you could go to the cinema and you could have one of the best cinematic experiences of your lifetime. Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey is being released today. Sky's arts and entertainment reporter Bethany Minnell is with us. Hi, Bethany.
Hi, Jonathan.
There really is incredible hype around this. Lots of positive reviews so far, criticism that it is a woke take on it, and not a lot of nookie considering at the time that's what they would have spent most of their time doing. But The Odyssey, it's an epic, and by all accounts, it's an epic film.
Well, I mean, yeah, literally. It literally is an epic, isn't it? Based on an epic poem. It's where we get the word from. And yeah, it's opened today. And as you're saying, people seem to be critically liking this, and it's already taking in the money. Early trackings predicted it's going to bring in around $100 million in its opening weekend this weekend. So that's pretty big. And I've just had a quick Google. I went to see where the closest IMAX is if I went to see it, if I wanted to book myself a ticket. And the earliest I could get my bum on a seat would be about 2.5 weeks if I wanted to see it in an IMAX cinema. So yeah, people are loving this. And as you said, the reviews have been coming back, you know, words like grand, masterly, you know, potentially his best film ever. And let's face it, Christopher Nolan, he's an Oscar winner. He's an ambitious filmmaker. He is known for his large scale productions, his technical wizardry, and his love of kind of practical and authentic effects, not just relying on CGI. And people are saying this is his most ambitious film yet. There is already an Oscars buzz. You know, where are we now? We're in the summer, aren't we? So we're looking ahead to next year, but the people are already predicting that this is kind of going to do well in the Oscars and could win him another Best Picture.
Now, you do need stamina for this because it is a beast. Two hours, 53 minutes and seemingly 11 miles of film used to record it. So, I mean, this is the kind of film where you need a small little wee-wee break in the middle, but I don't think they're giving you one.
No, they are not. So, yeah, maybe pack a snack or maybe don't pack a drink. Yeah, absolutely. So it's 2 hours and 52 minutes. So in fairness, it's his second longest film. You actually get 8 minutes less than Oppenheimer if you went to see that a couple of years back. So, yeah, it's pretty epic in length. People are arguing, you know, potentially that could be too long. I think they've done research, haven't they? And they've said about 90 minutes is kind of our ideal film time. So, yeah, quite a lot more than that. But, you know, equally, I think the argument is that for something like this, this multi-layered narrative with all these characters and character arcs and tension, he can't sprint through it. He needs his time. And I mean, this is a film that kind of has everything. It's got a host of A-list stars. It's got a heaps of large-scale action pieces. It's got monsters as well. This is Christopher Nolan's real sort of jump into the monster world. We've seen him do sort of psychological thrillers really well. Now we're getting to see him make monsters. You know, we've got sirens, cyclops, Circe, witches. We've got all these kind of things going on the screen. And you know, apparently, I have not seen it yet, but I will be seeing it very soon. But you've got Cyclops. Apparently, he used a 60-foot-tall puppet for that. You know, he doesn't rely just on the green screen. He had things like tentacle rigs. I mean, the mind boggles, doesn't it? Stunt performers, animatronics. He's really thrown it at this film.
There's definitely going to be ChatGPT versions of the monster with the Muppet in there. But look, it sounds fantastic. The only thing is, you mentioned about the way to get in to see it in an IMAX. If you go and see it in a regular cinema, are you going to be missing out? Because it was shot for this massive screen that, let's face it, isn't in every cinema.
Yeah, well, there's only 41 in the world. So yeah, you're quite right. You're pretty limited. Yeah, the first feature film ever shot entirely on IMAX 1570. Basically, this is like the highest resolution film format in existence. And it's fair to say it's quite a faff. Apparently, it's really loud when they're filming. The film has to be changed every couple of minutes, like when they're literally filming it. And then when you actually are projecting the film, so the people working in the cinemas, in the IMAX cinemas, they have to hang around near the projection booth to check it's all feeding through properly. I mean, Christopher Nolan's gone really old school on this one, but that's how he works. And like you said, it's because he wants everyone to see this film in this beautiful definition. But only people that live near or within reach of these 41 cinemas or who are willing to travel a heck of a long way. People are flying to different countries to watch this film, but clearly you've got to be quite dedicated to do that.
That's right. A different level of tourism, yes. I have to say.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. It's like the World Cup, isn't it? Travelling to see the match. I mean, yeah, I won't be going that far, I've got to admit. But yeah, I mean, I will be seeing it in a regular cinema. I hope to still enjoy it, but you're quite right. I guess if you want the golden experience, you have to go to one of those special 41 cinemas.
Bethany Minnell, Sky's arts and entertainment reporter, thank you very much indeed for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.